The stoves utilize solar energy and battery to power installed metallic cooking pot chamber alongside supplying light for the refugees. Simon Laku, the founder of Peso, says they introduced the efficient cook stoves after reading a news article about massive deforestation around the settlement, triggering clashes between refugees and the host communities last year.
We read this article about the deforestation issue, and based on that, we thought, okay, there might be solutions for this from our background in the renewable industry. And so we started creating some ideas, and then we came up with the concept, and then we partnered up with Caritas because they really saw the need for this.
The technology is also fitted with a backup battery that can still be used to warm food even when there is no sunshine, and is capable of automatically detecting when to use the battery or direct sun energy. The technology, fitted with a 250-watt solar panel and 512-watt battery, can be used for up to 5 years. Laura Okello, the humanitarian emergency coordinator of Caritas Uganda, says the stoves are benefiting more than 3,600 people in Zone 2 and 3 in Bidibidi refugee settlement. Bidibidi, the second largest settlement in the world, is a home to South Sudan refugees fleeing civil wars in their country. But more than 80% of its occupants relies on traditional biomass fuels such as wood fuel and charcoal to cook their meals and heat their homes.